Oh, it was going to be a battle coming here, and you know, proud home record. They've been, you know, desperate for this sort of European fixture for so long, and you know, walking around the town, everybody knew everyone was going to turn out, and we knew what we had to do. We, you know, the 220 minutes at the start of both halves, we had to front the physicality that was coming our way and sit it out, and you know, we got so close to coming away with a, you know, a really difficult French win. You got to remember, this side's only lost once here, and they've beaten Clermont, Toulon, Castres, and for us to be coming, you know, not really in the best of form and trying to find ourselves as a new side, I thought we showed a huge amount of character, and I thought we also lose sight, you know, Ben Howard, Dean Hammond, in these sort of conditions, these are unique environments and a part of growing up, and we wanted to expose a couple of them to it, and we wanted to see how they went. Cam Goodshue, Richard de Carpentier, I thought were tremendous, and worked really hard. Topped off by a full 80 minutes by Porter and John Andrus in the scrum, and they threw everything at us trying to get something out of that. And you know, I can't. It's almost wrapped up with we didn't quite get that win, the 3 points in the last minute, and we had our opportunity to kick, but we just. I think the guys on the field felt if they came back into our half, they were vulnerable to that drive, which was growing in momentum, and they wanted to stay up there, and they felt they could control the game up there. So that's one of those decisions which you just got to support and move on and learn from.
Yeah. I mean, the conditions as well. It's not a great place to come, but the conditions were pretty horrible all night, weren't they?
Well, terrific conditions, chucking down with rain, with a crowd jumping up and down, and you know. It doesn't get any more difficult than this. Huge pack throwing on. They threw sort of seven or eight guys on at the end trying to force the final thing. And that just exaggerates the amount of courage that we showed. And really, really pleased. You know, it's just getting that character and work rate underpinning every performance has been one of our targets. And we've struggled a little bit. You know, we've struggled in games to have that underpinning other things. And you know, we've tried to identify something that we can keep getting week to week, and that's a positive start in a tournament. We're just trying to, you know, a little bit we came in trying to find our wings a little bit, and then we arrive here and it's chucking down with rain. So it really was just going to be a character test. So, I'm very proud of everybody's efforts tonight.
And you've got Galatasaray on towards the end?
Yeah, well, always was. You know, always going to get him some game time and then get him some more game time next week. Same with Creevy, you know, two important players for us, and big man and agile, so real great addition to who we are.
Paul Warwick, you got a full game from him as well. That's the first time he's played the full 80.
Yeah, I thought he looked sharp. First half, we were cutting him apart on the outside edges, and you know, his ability to go to the line and keep people really solid in front of him was very good. So really pleased, you know, after his broken thumb, you know, in pre-season, really pleased to see him come back. He offers a different dimension to the way we play the game, and really pleased with how he went today.
Yeah. Will you do a little bit of a shuffle for next week again?
I think we're always going to try and shuffle. The key is getting guys out that have run 80 minutes, hot points throughout the season, and you know, Josh Matavesi's been one, David Lemmy's been one. Probably Chris Jones is probably on that mark now as well. So we've got a long season, and we don't need to sort of keep everybody out there every week. So really pleased that we can make changes and see a positive influence from our youngsters, because, as I said before, it took me a long time in my playing career to come to these places and be able to front the sort of the crowd and everything else that comes with it. And so for these youngsters to experience that in such early time in their career is going to be hugely beneficial to all of us.